So, it sounds like you had an eventful trip.
It was a good one.
Yeah, well, that's good. What happened in Haiti that caused, was it just something wrong with that airline pilot?
No. When the pilot, when the parliament was meeting, there's a pipe broke out among the senators at the parliament.
Right.
And there's four politicians that are very strong falling across the country. If those guys act up, then their followers act about, you know, creating disturbances in the street and so on like that. And so the pilot of the six-passenger plane that we'd flown on, he dropped us off and going to come back in 3 hours to pick us up. But he contacted back and said that because of the politics, they told him not to land in Port-au-Prince Airport. They didn't know what was going to happen. I did not want to miss that flight yesterday, so we got a doctor for the hospital there and his driver take us halfway, and we had the driver from Port-au-Prince come down and meet us halfway, and then we got back. It's about a five-hour drive, but a beautiful drive. Go through the mountains. I'd rather have done that than fly to begin with.
Was Bob with you?
Yep.
Oh. Excellent.
Gable from Fort Lauderdale. I'm very impressed with him. He constantly promoted your name about your law expenses, and we were talking with some lawyers and said, yeah, if we can, if we have a law course to sign, well, he said, you know, David Williams would be ideal to teach the international law. So.
Really? What is this gentleman's name again?
Cable. C-A-B-E-L or something like that.
Is he a U.S. citizen or is he Haitian?
He's Haitian, but he's, so I guess he's got a U.S. citizen there for Marine Corps or whatever. He pastors a church in Fort Lauderdale. He's one of the key people helping us to start the university in Haiti.
But how does he know me?
He knows you through Bob and me talking about you.
Oh, okay.
We brag on you all the time. Did you get my message about sending a letter from the Minister of Foreign Affairs to you inviting you to come to Haiti to Bob as quick as possible so he can bring it back this weekend? I sent you an email.
I saw an email that was talking about a letter, but I thought that was addressed to Mike.
No, that's a different one.
Oh, but okay.
You need to send Bob a email with a draft of what you would want the letter to say from the Minister of Foreign Affairs inviting you to make a visit to Haiti for the purpose of exploring setting up diplomatic office in support of your Tom's humanitarian educational assistance that y'all have done to the country for many years. Something, you know.
Right, I got it. That's easy enough. Bob is going back this weekend?
No, he's there. He's coming home this weekend. He wanted to get it done before he came back.
Oh.
Now, well, I will tell you this, having spent the last 4 days with Bob,
right,
there is nobody in Haiti that does not know him.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, wherever we stopped at restaurants or gas stations or the airport, people always come up and say, oh, Pastor, how you doing? You know, quit talking to him. And I know the Greek. I mean, I know the Creole or the French, but I know enough to know that they're people that, I mean, we even dropped in at a hotel to meet with the, we met with the administrator for one of the universities that sat down with us and talked about what we needed to do to get things going there. And in that hotel, boy, people knew him. And customers that were sitting here eating came over and talked to him. So he does have the contacts. So, and things, I think there's a whole new environment with him and with what's going on there now. The general director, I met with him, and then he asked us to meet with him again. They put the interview on national TV on one station, and four other stations picked it up, and it went on four or five radio broadcasts. It was put in the newspaper, and Bob's supposed to be getting the copies of all that.
What ministers did you actually meet with? You met with the Minister of Education?
I met with the general director. He is over all of the ministers. He reports to the prime minister.
Okay.
He is being appointed also as the Minister of Interior. As the Minister of Interior, he is over all the mayors. There's 140 mayors in the country. And so we will be able to network all that. Now, the way their mayors are is they have a principal mayor and two assistant mayors. So you boil that down, they're really about 40, 45 mayors,
right.
Principal mayors. Okay. And we went over to Ikea, met with the delegation. They had all the elected officials they could get a hold of come over. The general director kind of called for a meeting of the elected officials and organizations, agencies in Ikea. And then there was sitting 40, 45 people in the room, and he spoke, Bob spoke, Pastor Kimball spoke, I spoke, talked with them about, you know, their needs and so like that. And it was just a very good meeting. I went to Gonneville and Cabaret and looked at the hospital Baptist Vision Issues. Actually turned the property, it's already been turned over to Mission Harvest Haiti.
Really?
Mission Harvest Haiti owns 4 or 5 pieces of land, and we own one that's big enough to put a school of aviation and put a runway for a small plane.
Yeah, I saw the write-up you did about the aviation.
Yeah, and the general director is giving us a plane to use for to remodel it and make it operational. It's sitting at the airport now. So, I mean, there's just tons of things going on. And I told her,
okay, well,
I sat down with Bob and I said, look, let me tell you something. We've been trying for several years now to get something going in with Don and with Haiti. Enough is enough. Let's either do something or we're going to move on. So he said, well, let's get he gives me kind of set this, all this. I said, no, I'm not doing that. All I got to do is make a visit. Then from the visit, then we determine what the plan of action is going to be. Which, by the way, we stayed at the guest house. Said, yes, it's absolutely elaborate. I told him, I said, that would be an excellent place, a showcase for the diplomatic office for Don. But I told him, you know, we've got to do that. That's why he said, get the information to him right away. Let's go with the letter, and then let's walk with
okay.
him there.
Now, where is this located? Is it in Port-au-Prince, or?
It's in Squamish.
Okay.
It's probably 30 minutes from the airport, or 25 minutes from the airport.
Okay.
Oh, well. 15 minutes our time, 45 minutes to an hour driving in their traffic time.
Now,
they have 2-lane roads that are actually 6 lanes.
What was your assessment of the hospital?
It's redeemable. That one is not operational now. It's got a lot of equipment stuff that was donated by USAID during some of their crises, but it needs to be completely refurbished, but it's workable. The other hospital down in Jack Mill is operational, and that one, in fact, the doctor director said he'd be very cooperative with us. If we had a school of medicine, that the nurses could do their internship with their hospital there. I've got a video of that whole property I can send to you.
You said you had a church organization or someone here that would be willing to go retrofit that building, build the roof and everything?
We've got some people that are willing to make church there, yes.
Okay.
I'm talking only 2 or 3 different ones. Is that in the hospital and in Cabaret? If I did anything, I'd go there first. Because the property, the school down in the South Department is, that's going to take a little bit longer time because we have to survey and make sure that we need, according to Glenn Hyde, you know who he is.
Yeah, Glenn, right.
He's got 500 planes parked at his airport right now.
500?
Yeah, he said he just doesn't have time to do anything else but give us advice. He says we need about 3,500 feet for a runway. And I think there's that much footage available on that. It looks like about 20, 25 acres. And I think there's a big enough strip
Well, what could he do for us in participating? You're saying he's got 500 people that have private planes now at his airport there in Fort Worth?
He said he had 500 planes that are operating out of his airport. He just didn't have time to do to get involved other than to give us advice.
Oh, okay. All right, fine. What, in your mind, would be your plan for getting the hospital running that's not operational?
First, I would refurbish it and then put in the proper equipment. In the meantime, I would look for a Doctors Without Walls or some sort of a agency that does medical projects.
It's right.
I could partner with them to actually provide the expertise to go down there.
Do you know, since Bill Gothard recently contacted us back, do you know if he has any other connections along those lines?
Yeah, he's got connections. Dr. Paul Williams, medical doctor, I've worked with him and his organization for many years, and they supply multiple, not only the equipment, but the technicians that go set it up for projects like this. So I want to get my facts together, and then I'll contact Dr. Mm-hmm. Williams. No relationship to
them. Yeah, I know.
I'll contact him and refresh that.
You know what? There's actually a Dr. David Williams online that has some kind of naturopathic clinic. Anyway, regardless, weren't you headed to Orlando or somewhere this weekend?
No, that's next weekend.
Oh, it's next weekend. Jeez, I keep... Okay, sorry. All right. So you're here for the weekend. You're not going anywhere.
Right. Not until... I'll be here until Wednesday.
And then you go to Orlando on Wednesday?
Thursday morning.
Okay.